download Todd and Tyler podcast from the Todd and Tyler app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Had some solo hits from the Deadpool in the last 4 or 5 days.
Weekend there were like four different solo hits. I don't think I've ever seen a run like that. Mark Furman was the first one.
I read the story, a little click, it said that O.J. Simpson, although didn't like the racism, was very grateful for Mark Furman. Of course he was, because Mark Furman is one of the reasons he got acquitted.
Because he
was a racist douchebag.
Yeah. Dead at 74, picked by the Orange Blob Boys.
That's new.
Yeah.
That's new.
I have no idea what that references or what that's about.
Nobody had the lead singer for Dr. Hook, right?
No. No, nobody had that guy.
And it was not Dr. Hook.
No, not Dr. Hook at all. He was another guy was lead singer. And what was you said a couple other
And how was Dr. Hook involved in that band?
I don't even know. It might have been just one of those bands they called Dr. Hook at the Medicine Show, Hootie and the Blowfish, you know. I forgot. We should know that, Todd.
We really should.
Somebody in that band might have been Dr. Hook, but we know the lead singer was not Dr. Hook.
Never looked into it.
Yeah. You said a couple other ones, Puss?
Yes. There's a guy by the name of Albert Beckles, who is a championship bodybuilder, Mr. Universe.
Okay.
He was picked by one of those names that we could never say on the air because it's actually a racial slur.
Oh, Jesus. And there's a few of them in there. We only one or two racial slurs on our Deadpool list.
Yeah, it's one that we skip.
African-American or Asian? Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Does it reference a body part?
It does.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
I recall that one.
Yes. And then a guy by the name of James Robison. I believe he was a the televangelist.
All right.
Some sort of mega church guy. He was picked by Denver Donkey fan.
Okay.
All right. And that would make him a good televangelist.
Right. A dead one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn right, man.
I think that definitely fits the category.
They're all scum. So who's still alive is William Daniels. Of course, he was in Boy Meets World. He was on,
he was the voice of Kit.
He was
on Knight Rider.
Yeah, he's been acting for years. Him and his wife, Bonnie Bartlett, he's 99, she's 96, and they just celebrated their 75th wedding anniversary. And apparently they've had an open marriage. And what I love about this story is somebody retweeted out and it said they had to sit down their 70-year-old kids and tell them. Yeah, she goes, it's funny. The press will pick up on something to make it more than it was. There was never a discussion of what we're going to do. But in 75 years, the two of you together, you know, it would be abnormal if you weren't attracted occasionally to other people. And, yeah, there's been times, both of us on both sides. And then she says,
did they start out with an open marriage?
Well, apparently she had an affair with somebody like 8 years after they were married. I don't know. She might have started doing it first, and Mr. Feeney was banging too, I guess, after that. The actress explained that she and Daniels, best known from Mr. Feeney. God, he was also in, what was that doctor show, Todd, in the 80s? It was huge.
Doogie?
Precursor to a lot of the doctor shows now.
Elsewhere?
That was it, St. Elsewhere, okay. Right. He was in that. Bill and I never sit down and make the rules. We never sit down and talk about these things. We just don't. We just live our lives. If he's away for a year, he's away for a year, probably because he was acting and doing other things like that. Or maybe not, just left the house for a year. I'll be back, you know? Yeah. Like John Lennon had an extra long weekend. He took about a year to bang the My Lynn was her name? Yeah. In L.A. Yoko said, just go away. Go away and have fun for a year and come back. That's what he did. This is one of those situations. So I don't know if they're still swapping at 99, 96. Yeah.
Hollywood's longest married couple.
Yeah, 75 freaking years.
This is from entertainment.
Yep.
Celebrate their 75th one. They're talking candidly about the time they had a little bit of an open marriage not long after they said I do in 1951.
Yeah.
Well, I love this one.
That's crazy.
So they confess 70 years ago.
Yeah.
75.
She had an affair with some boring actor, she said, in 1959, 8 years after they were married. They've been married since 1951.
Right.
51. And holy hell, that's way. I mean, Todd and I are not even a member. We're not even our dad's ball sack then, you know. So that's a long time ago. 75 years.
Yeah, it sounds like they didn't have like an active open relationship. Like they were both just out trolling the whole time. It's just like, well, occasionally, you know, every 10 years or so, one of us would step out and have a little thing and come back.
It sounded like they had an understanding.
Yeah.
If it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That probably kept them together, man.
Well, again, communication. You hear that all the time. It's so cliche, but, you know, they obviously had an understanding.
They really didn't talk about it. They just did their own thing.
Well, it sounds like they had talked about it.
I wonder if their 70-year-old kids are, you know, freaking out about this.
If it comes up.
Yeah. Yeah, well, or their 75-year-old kids.
Yeah, I mean, if they're still actively doing it, I suppose you got to mention it to the 70-year-old kids.
But then,
you know, did the 70-year-old kids really need to know if you're not active in it?
They know now.
Right.
If they never knew anything, they know now.
Well, you probably got to tell them now because it's going to be all over every publication.
And they probably knew. Mom went away, you know. But I don't think they're still... That's pretty much just a noodle laying there at 99. I don't even think Viagra would take care of that bear, you know.
Well, let's get him on the phone and ask.
We don't know that.
I don't know. I don't think Viagra is good for your heart at that age.
Yeah, they got three kids.
He's still got a tongue, though. I never thought about that.
Oh, jeez. That's not how I want to think about Mr. Feeney.
And it's
come
99.
On.
Do you really care if Viagra's bad for your heart?
No.
Good point. Yeah. It's like doing heroin. Might as well do heroin, you know. Just have a good time.
Isn't that the way you want to go out if you've made it to 99? Like, yeah, well, if this kills me, fine.
Go out like Heather's dad. That's fair game because she talks about it.
But he wasn't 99.
No, he was only early 50s, wasn't he? Something
like
pretty brutal. Tyrell Frazier will be in the studio later on this morning. We're also going to play the interview we did with Bob Odenkirk a couple weeks back. You'll enjoy that. He was fun. And Mr. Skin. Also going to phone the program today. Mr. Skin's photos, I think I was looking at some Mr. Skin's photos yesterday, and I started watching a show called Rivals on Hulu.
Somebody else told me about that.
It's pretty good. And you know, originally, I'm not one of those kind of people. I love, you'll see these Twitter followers that say, as you've seen this meme before, me turning off a TV show as soon as everybody on the show is British. But we obviously, Michelle's here, so we watched it, the first episode, and it was, now I saw some Mr. Skin's photos too on Twitter yesterday, and the first episode, everybody's just banging. I mean, everybody's naked and banging. I'm thinking, oh, this is pretty good. Plus the story's pretty good too, but I don't see if that he's got one on here for today's photos or not. But
Is it set in the present or is it
piece? It's set in, it's not a period. I could not. If everybody's in, if it's the Gilded Age, I ain't watching that.
Okay. Yeah. It's not like whip out ye old cans.
No, it's actually best. It's like 1986. So there's no cell phones.
Right.
Everybody's smoking. Everybody's really drunk. You know, people are smoking in offices. You know, it's that kind of thing. Yeah, so I kind of like those kind of shows.
There's no corsets or anything that need to be cinched up and untamed.
No,
you know,
it was a horror in 1986.
Okay, that's better.
Free love, yeah. But it's actually a pretty decent show, but there's a lot of skin in it. But so we got Mr. Skin going to phone the program.
Yeah, I seem to have more tolerance for British shows if they're in the present or close to the present.
Right.
I don't know why
I'm not watching Gilded Age crap.
No, but I mean, like there's some shows on like Apple that are set in Britain or London, you know, someplace, right. And I seem to have more tolerance for them if they're present day.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Speaking of Britain, Paul McCartney. Was cool to see him. I know his voice isn't there, but anybody who complains about that's a dick because he's 83 and he's still kicking ass.
He's a Beatle. Shut up.
Right. He was great. And some of the skits weren't the best, but it was still great to see Will Ferrell and Chad Smith coming out.
Yeah, that was great.
As him was perfect. And it's a shame because that I don't watch it live. I watch it the next day. And I saw a clip on my socials of him standing there. I said, But it was great when he walked out because I guarantee you there were people in that crowd. The crowd at home and in the stands because he comes out and says, it's my fifth time hosting this. I was a cast member for 7 years. I'm thinking, and he's built just like him.
Mm-hmm.
He had, because I know Chad Smith's probably pretty bald. He wears a hat all the time. But he had the Will Ferrell hair happening and with the same outfit on. I don't know if you saw it yet, Tom.
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
He came out first, and he's there for a while. And then Farrell comes out and says, hey, this is he threw me down backstage.
Yeah, he pushed me down.
Chad Smith comes out.
Yeah. Yeah, he comes dressed out. Exactly like Will Ferrell. Yeah.
And they introduce him as Will Ferrell.
Yep.
Yeah. Please welcome Will Ferrell right away. It's Will Ferrell. He starts talking. He talks about maybe 25 seconds. Then Will Ferrell comes out and gives him crap.
Well, I remember Chad Smith telling us this story when we interviewed him years ago. Yeah. But I guess their first meeting was like, you know, backstage at some event in Hollywood.
Said, you're a very handsome man.
Yeah, and Will Ferrell just walked up to him, looked at him, said, you're a very handsome man. And then just turned around and left.
I heard that story yesterday. And then he didn't see him for like 14 years.
Yeah.
Just didn't run into him for 14
years. And that was
it. Yep. And then they embraced it. They were on Fallon all the time looking. And they were younger. They even looked more like each other, I thought.
I think they were recently they were like rinkside at a Kings game or something, sitting there together or something.
Well, then he played drums for McCartney, Todd. Not Will Ferrell.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Yeah, he played part. Yeah, I guess they're and probably just part of the bit, but I read something where his drummer wasn't available. McCartney's drummer wasn't available.
Was there a sketch with the Drunken Hegseth and Cash Patel? I kind of enjoyed it.
Well,
they did those
in the beginning. They did, yeah. Oh no, it was great. Will Ferrell was a ghost of Epstein.
Oh, yeah.
Talking to Trump. That was a good one. So, yeah, that was a funny skit. But no, Cash Patel photo showed up. Yeah,
There was something. Aziz Ansari was there.
Yeah, he was there.
How they worked him into what sketch.
Yeah. It must have been that one. I think it was that one, but it was pretty good. But Will Ferrell was funny, you know.
Yeah, they were not really stepping out on a limb to say Will Ferrell's funny.
Yeah. Well, did we say the Knicks' wife won't watch him? Who was it? No, it wasn't Nick.
No.
Who was on the show with us Friday? We have a couple of days off. I just lose my track of thought.
Won't watch everything. Will Ferrell?
No, because he says human pubes. Oh, it was Austin.
Oh, Austin's yeah, it was wife. Austin's wife.
Austin's That's wife right. doesn't like him because he looks like a human pube. And I get the fact, I'm not going to mention any names, but there are actors I know are good, and I know why people like them, but I just don't want to see them. And I don't know what it is. It's one of those weird things. So I get that, but Will Ferrell, come on.
No, now you got to name names.
No, I'm not going to name names.
They're not here.
I'll tell you.
They're not here.
No. But I think somebody actually knows them pretty well.
Oh.
So, yeah, I'm not going to say. I don't want to get back.
Oh, that type of thing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I don't want to get back. But and I know this person is really good at what they do. But for some reason, on screen, I'm thinking, not into it. Tyrell Frazier, we're into Tyrell. He's great. Bob Odenkirk. Now, same people say about this show. I'm not into it. And Bob Odenkirk, we're going to play that interview we did a couple weeks back, and Mr. Skin today, too.
Come on, buddy. Not because we look like pubes, no.
No, not because of pubes.
Well, not every day.
Not every day.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.